So I learned a tough lesson yesterday, which is the age at which you shouldn't trust a fart is officially as young as 35.
I can't believe you just said that. I didn't know he was going to say that.
I mean, it was a real close call. There wasn't a full-on situation, but it was, yeah. I was, you know.
You pooped your pants?
Not really.
Almost.
But almost.
Whew.
Oof.
That's a scary
moment. I've never turned
around
and sat down so fast.
Were you alone?
I was. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, well, and I was already in the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why it wasn't. Yeah.
Okay.
But
wow.
Yeah, all this takeout
really
food. I think it kind of messes with my system.
Yes.
Someone actually commented. I posted a thing. I got takeout, and I posted a thing, and the person said, "Do you know how to cook?" And I was like, "Yes, I know. I do." And I realized, oh my God, I don't even remember the last time I cooked.
You've been getting takeout for
like a solid
75 days.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I cooked one or two meals, like breakfast, like on the weekends, like stuff like that in between. Mm. But I can't even remember the last time I did that.
No,
because I'll pick up bagels from the local place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was important to me. You know, if I'm still working and I can afford it.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I'm not spending money. I'm not going out to dinner.
Right.
And I'm still only eating really two meals a day,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I thought, you know, why not? I can afford to do this. And this
Heck
helps.
Yeah.
So, and I've had great food. Although I tell you what, I'm like ready to start cooking again. I'm just getting tired of the takeout.
Yeah.
You know, which is such a, God, what a privileged thing to say. But you know what I mean? Like, it's like, but so yesterday I was planting. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and this ended up being, so throw in the part where I almost pooped my pants, right?
Okay,
because I had some kind of spicy soup the night before that didn't.
Oh, that'll do it to you every
didn't
time.
Didn't agree, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't even feel bad, and although I was kind of, you know, and then all of a sudden it was like, uh-oh.
And that is the face,
yeah,
too. It's like,
yeah. I mean, thank God I wasn't in public. I mean, but granted, I probably was so cavalier because I was home. Because
you were home.
You know?
Yeah. Cavalier, that's a way to describe it.
Yeah.
I was so cavalier with my fart.
So here's my day, okay? So I ended up going to Skillin's, and I tell you what, they were great. Everyone was safe. They had people lined up outside, 6 feet apart, wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
You were asked to go in a certain, you know, which is hard at like a greenhouse because
that
you
is kinda, hard.
And you go, oh, well, I want to go back and get that, you know? So you have to commit a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it was a good mix of like, no one was like calling each other out and everyone was respecting the rules. And if mm-hmm. you went back to get something, you know, it was really good.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I go there to get the plants for the deck. Now, keep in mind, on the deck, there are these planters that are like 3 feet long and maybe, I think they're like 10, 11 inches wide.
Yeah.
Okay? So these are pretty big planters, like fiberglass.
Big boys.
That go up on the railing of
nice.
My deck. So they have a little slit in the middle, and then they sit on the railing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're pretty big, and you put dirt in there, and they get kind of heavy.
Yeah.
So now, last year, we didn't have holes, so I had this whole project. I was so butch. I went to the hardware store.
Ugh.
I got a drill thing so I could drill a hole through the bottom of the things.
I never feel more lost than at a hardware store.
I was in there for 10 minutes to buy one thing.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to ask.
Yeah.
So I tried to find it myself.
Yes.
And then eventually I did. And then I was like hemming and hawing, like, do I get this one or do I get this one? Do I need the titanium or can I get the carbon, whatever it was.
Whatever.
So I do that, right? And I do that on like Saturday. So now I'm ready to go. I got a pile of dirt out on the deck
mm-hmm.
on a tarp, right?
Oh, wow.
That's been drying out. Yeah, because I had to get compost because I didn't want to.
Yes.
Because here's the thing. I'm planting these things, like five of these planters
mm-hmm.
that are 3 feet by a foot, about 1 by 3 feet. And that's a lot of dirt.
That's a lot of dirt.
Right? I live on the second floor.
You're going to lug all that up.
I live on the second floor, right? In a condo building. So I got to bring it all up and all down, all up and all down. So
yeah.
I was using a lot of the dirt from the soil from last year.
Mm-hmm.
But then I read about it and I had to mix in compost and everything.
Yeah.
Now, so keep in mind, this is like, you know, kind of a, I don't want to say emotional, but it's like a significant day because this was Kyle's thing.
Yeah.
And then I would tag along on plant day and be told what to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now I'm doing it myself. I don't know as much about planting. Of course, I'm thinking of Kyle, but it was a fun day, right?
Yes.
So I go to the greenhouse, I get the stuff, I get home, Got the front panels off the Jeep, right? Mm-hmm. Like, nice day.
Perfect.
And then I'm ready to go, and then the sun never came out. And I was like, okay. So I've got a hoodie on. I'm out there. The dogs start walking out, stepping in the dirt. I'm like, get, because then they're going to track it all over the place.
Oh,
right?
No. And then it's mud. Oh,
so then I've got the piles of stuff, and then it starts raining. And I'm like, well, what is this?
Thanks a lot, Guttner.
Right? So, and then I look down and I remember that the front part of the Jeep is off. So I gotta scrub my hands, take my dirty shoes off, change into clean shoes, go downstairs, find the panels, put that on.
Oh my.
Right? Meanwhile, the dogs think I'm insane because I've just changed my shorts.
Where's he going?
Right? So that whole situation. And then I'm like, okay, good. That's all handled. It's raining, but it's not raining hard, whatever. I'm going to finish the planting, right?
Yes.
So then I'm finishing the planting, and then I got to get those full planters now up on the railing.
Now, so you can't, I was thinking you would add the dirt.
No, because otherwise it would flood. I got to do it on the ground.
It.
And then lift it, which
Holy
is pretty heavy.
Cats.
Right? So I lift it, and then I have to get it onto the railing without knocking it over and tumbling it down and killing someone on the sidewalk, right? Sure enough, exactly when this is happening, two friends who live nearby are walking by and are going, don't drop that. And I'm like, no bleep, Sherlock. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Keep it moving.
Hot tip. Thanks, guys. You know? I was thinking of dropping it.
Just to Are you see sure? what.
And then, of course, I have visions of, oh my God, I'm going to drop it this one way. My neighbor's going to be walking out of the place at the exact time, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I get it up. And then the problem is that once you get it on the railing, you have to drop it and it's kind of heavy. So I bang my fingers up a couple times, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is after the rain and after the almost poop my pants situation, okay?
Wow.
And
that's
the,
a tough
and
day.
The Jeep top, okay? Then I get the watering can. Everything's done, right? I still have some cleanup to do because I have one more thing I want to plant. But for the most part, the boxes are done. They're out there. Mm-hmm. I'm admiring my work.
Yes.
I'm trying to find a way to take a picture of it that doesn't show the dirt on the deck, you know, which is
right.
kind of a tough angle. And then I go get the watering can because you got to water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the watering can last year I left out during the winter, and it kind of expanded because it filled with water and then expanded a little bit.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really sit flat, so it kind of teeter totters.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, that's all right. I go and fill it up, and only after I had it full and was walking through the condo out to the deck did I realize it had a leak. So now it's spilling all over the floor inside, and I'm going, oh no, scampering out to the deck. The dogs think I've lost my mind,
yeah.
right? And then eventually got it all watered and all done, and now I one step to go.
I can't wait to see the final result.
Yeah, because God knows it was a lot of work.
That was a rough day.
One watering can, a wet Jeep, and one pair of underwear I liked.
May you rest in peace.
Yeah. So that's my lesson to 34-year-olds out there. When you turn 35...
Man, I can't picture you lifting that thing. That is heavy.
Thank God I've gone to the gym a few times.
Phew.
Yeah.